Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of daf Chof Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Shlomo Zev ben Chaya, Ichil Yosef ben Zara, Yitzchok Elio ben Chaya Zara, Henoch Yisrael ben Esther Necha, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Gavriel Tzvi ben Yutka, Yosef Tzvi ben Chaya Henela, Chaya Rochel Etel Bas Shalamis, Hillel ben Chava Yenta, and today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas Malya Bas Rav Yosef. So we're continuing here in Perek, Bameh Madlikin, and today's daf is actually going to be the first of four dafim of Haggadah. Today's daf has some of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, but it begins with Hilchas Shabbos. Zokta Mishnah Hamechabes Haner. If somebody extinguishes a fire, Mipnei Shehu Misyore Mipnei Nachrim, he was afraid of Nachrim. Rashi says Kigoin Parsiim. The Nachrim that this person might have been afraid of were Persians. Shahayu lehem Yoim Chag Shein Manichin Or Ela Bebeis Avodah Salilim Shalohem. So the Persians had a holiday on which the only candles that were allowed to be lit in town was in the temple of the Persians, in their Beis Avodah Zarah. So it was dangerous for a person to have a fire. So if somebody has a fire, it's Shabbos, he's afraid, says the Mishnah, if that person would extinguish a fire, Mipnei Listim, or he extinguished a fire because there were Listim coming, Mipnei Ruach Ra, Mipnei Hachoylo, or because of some sort of Machlo, She Yishon, who had to sleep, Potter, the halacha is, he would be Potter. Meaning, if he did it b'mezid on Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayiv skilo, he wouldn't be chayiv karas. If he did it b'shoigig on Shabbos, he would be Potter from the carbon chatas. If the reason this person extinguished the fire was kechos al aner, he didn't want to lose the ner, so he has a candle burning on Shabbos, and he decided that he doesn't want to lose the candle. If it continues to burn, it will burn out. He won't have it anymore. So he extinguished it simply because he didn't want to lose the candle. Kechos al Hashem, and he didn't want to lose the oil. They didn't want to lose the wick. In those cases, chayiv, meaning if he did it b'mezid, he'd be chayiv skila or karis. If he did it b'shoigig, he would be chayiv chatas. Rabbi Yossi, poyte b'kulam, Rabbi Yossi says, you're potter in all the aforementioned cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave several examples of mechaba. All of them said, Rabbi Yossi, you'll be potter. Chutz min apsila, with the exception of the case where the person extinguished the fire because he wants to save the wick. The reason in that case you're chayiv is mipnesha hu oisa pecham, because his intention is to create coals. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis is going to explain Shittas Rav Yosi. So we'll wait until there to explain Shittas Rav Yosi as well. So for our purposes, the Mishnah has a Reish and a Seif. The Mishnah is discussing one of the Lamed Tes Malachis, Mechab. You're not allowed to extinguish a fire. You're not allowed to light a fire, Havara. You're also not allowed to extinguish a fire. That's Mechab. The Mishnah says sometimes if someone's Mechab, it's considered Mechab Midei Raisa. Sometimes if somebody's Mechab, it's considered Mechab de Rabbanan. And the Mishnah gave several examples of when it's the Da'iraisa Mechaba, meaning if you did a b'mezid, you chayv skill and karis, if you did a b'shoigig, you chayv chatas, and when the Mechaba is considered a Mechaba de Rabbanon, meaning even if you did a b'mezid, you wouldn't be chayv skill and karis, and if you did a b'shoigig, you wouldn't be chayv chatas. What were the examples? So first the Mishnah gave examples of Mechaba that's not Mechaba Da'iraisa. Someone extinguished the fire because he was afraid. He was afraid of Nachrim, he was afraid of Listin, or because there's a chayla that's trying to sleep and it's important that this person sleep. In all those cases, Potter. That's not Mechaba Midei Raisa. Then the Mishnah gave a few examples of Mechaba Midei Raisa. If somebody was Mechaba because he doesn't want to lose his candle, he doesn't want to lose the oil, he doesn't want to lose the psila, so the Mishnah says in those cases you'll be Chayiv. Zokta Gemara, Midik Tani Seifa Chayiv. From the fact that the Mishnah said in the latter cases you're Chayiv, meaning if you extinguish the fire because you want to save the Ner, you want to save the Shemen, you want to save the psila, Shema Mina, it's clear then that the Tana of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? There are many important Rabbi Yehudas in Masechta Shabbos. We just, in the previous staff, discussed an important sheet as Rabbi Yehuda Masechta Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda's Islay Muktzah. But the Rabbi Yehuda that the Gemara is referring to here is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayev. So one of the important machloikis in a Masechta Shabbos is machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayev. Rabbi Shimon holds melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is potter. Now the truth is, the Gemara is going to discuss melacha she'ena tzricha legufa only for a few lines now. It's very much not the topic of the daf. As a result, we won't get too into it. But it is important to note that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos pashib shat what melacha sheinu tzricha legufa is. Rashi holds that a melacha sheinu tzricha legufa is when a person does a melacha, but he's not looking to accomplish something positive from the malacha that he's doing, as much as he's trying to prevent the negative. So you did a malacha, but you did it for defensive purposes. So as it relates to mechaba, if somebody would extinguish a fire because he wants the coals that he will have as a result of the fact that he extinguished the fire, or if somebody lights a wick, we saw in yesterday's daf, that a wick lights better once it was singed. So you lit a wick, now you're extinguishing it because you want a good pasila that you'll be able to light at some point in the future. That's mechaba that you're doing l'toyeles. You want something positive. You're not doing it for defensive purposes. You want a good pasila. The way you create a good pasila is you light it and then you extinguish it. So you're extinguishing it so that you should have a good pasila. If somebody extinguishes a fire because he's trying to go to sleep, see, he doesn't want the outcome of extinguishing the fire. The reason he's extinguishing it is for defensive purposes. Either way, if you hold malacha she'en etzricha legufas potter, the only time you'd be chayiv, according to Rashi, is if you did the malacha for a positive reason. If, however, you did it for defensive purposes, even though there's a tayelis what you're doing, you did it bekavana, it's malachas machshavas, it doesn't matter. In those cases, the halacha is, you would be potter. Either way, the seif of the Mishnah, a person did mechaba, why? Because he wants the ner, he wants the shemen, he wants the psilo. Seemingly, this is all malachas sheinu tzricha legufa. Yet, what does it say? Chayiv. So says the Gemara, midik tani seif a chayiv, shmami, no, who must the tana of the Mishnah be Rabbi Yehudi, who holds malachas sheinu tzricha legufa chayiv, for the Gemara, if that's the case, reisha b'maya sikno. So what's pshat in the reisha? The reisha gave a whole bunch of examples where you would be potter, where you were mechabed in there because you were afraid of nachar, you were afraid of listening, or you had some ruach ra, the fire was bothering you, or there's a chayla that's trying to fall asleep. In those cases, you're potter. Why are you potter? Meaning, bishtloima, if the tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon who holds malachas sheinu tzricha legufa is potter. So that's why you're potter in the ratio. But once we establish from the Sefer that the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda that holds Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Leguf Eschayev, so why are you potter in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara. If you'll tell me that maybe the reason you're potter in the ratio is because we're dealing with a Chayla, but not just any Chayla, a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana. And when the Mishnah talks about someone that was afraid of Nachrin, it was Sakonas Nefashis. You were afraid of listening, it was Sakonas Nefashis. You had a Ruach Ra, whatever exactly that is, it was Sakonas Nefashis. That would explain why, even though it's a Malacha Shein, it's Rechel Gufa, you're Potter. But the problem is, Mutter B'Boyle, the Mishnah should have been Sharfer. The Mishnah shouldn't have just said that you're Potter. What the Mishnah should have said is, Mutter, you're allowed to do it even the Katkhila. And if you're going to tell me that we're talking about a Chel Shein by Sakon, and that's why he doesn't say Mutter, Sakhaiv Chatas B'Boyle, if the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Malacha Shein, it's Rechel Gufa is Chayiv, then why in the ratio of the Mishnah are you Potter? In other words, what's the difference between the ratio and the Seifa? Why in the Seifa are you Chayiv, in the ratio you are Potter? At first glance, it would seem that the reisha of malacha shein tzricha legufa, if there's anything that's problematic with the mechaba, meaning if there's any reason that it's not your textbook mechaba, probably because it's in a tzricha legufa. You're doing it for defensive purposes, the way Rashi understands malacha shein tzricha legufa. The seif is also malacha shein tzricha legufa. So marav shach, if the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, then what's pshat in the seif? If the Mishnah is Reb Yehuda, what's pshat in the reisha? So the Gemara says, really, the Tana, the Mishnah is Reb Yehuda, who holds malacha shein tzricha legufa is chay. But la'ayla mechayla sheish v'sakana, and the reason in the reisha, your pater, is because we weren't dealing with any chayla, we were dealing with Loyaleinu, a chayla sheyesh by sakana. We're dealing with a person who's afraid of Nachrim, they may kill him. He's afraid of listening, they may kill him. This rachura is literally going to kill the person. Ubedinu, and if that's the case, the listening mutter. Really, the Reisha of the Mishnah should have said mutter, not just potter, which sounds like if you did it, b'diavad, it's okay. Really, what the Mishnah should have said was mutter, says the Gemara. But so why then did it say potter? The idea of the Bible missing Seif Chayiv, because being that in the Seifa, it said Chayiv, Tani Nami Reisha potter. So to be consistent, the Reisha said potter, but really, for all intents and purposes, it could have said mutter, because the pshat in the Reisha is that even though it's a malacha shein etzricha legufa, and malacha shein etzricha legufa is chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter because of the pekuach nefesh component. Says the Rav, other time Rabbi Shaya, there's a braisa that talks about this halacha as well. He said, if somebody has a ner, it's Shabbos, there's a chayil that's trying to fall asleep, so he said, don't extinguish the fire. Vim kove, if you do extinguish it, potter aval aser. Meaning, it's awesome in the Rabbanah, but it's not awesome in the Raisa. Says the Gemara, clearly, Rabbi Shaya must have been talking about a chayla she'en by sakana.
because it was a chayil sheish by sakana, why would he say lo yechaba? Of course, you extinguish it. And from the fact that he said that b'di'evit, if you do it, your potter must be Reb Shimoni, is going according to Reb Shimon, that holds malacha shein etzricha leguf as potter. By the way, you see clearly that even Reb Shimon, who holds malacha shein etzricha leguf as potter, it's only potter. But what does potter usually mean in Hilcha Shabbos? Potter avalasa. It's still going to be awesome in the Rabbanim. Meaning, what the Gemara is just commenting is that Rav Ishaya seemed to be saying something very similar to what the Mishnah said, talking about a person who has a fire and it's Shabbos and you want to extinguish it for a chayla that's trying to fall asleep. But says the Gemara, not only is the halacha different, but it's not even the same case. The Mishnah was talking about a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, as we established. The Brice is talking about a chayla she'ein b'sakana exhale. Zok the Gemara. Sha'ul she'ela zu le'ela miratanchon demin nevi. There was a Yid, a Tzaddik, Rav Tanchum de Min Nevi. And the following question was posed to Rav Tanchum, who was from the city of Nevi. They asked him, "Ma'u l'chaba is butzina denura mekami bi'isha b'shabata." If there's a choyle sheyesh b'isakana, there's a candle lit in his presence, and the candle's bothering him. And he's asking the people around him, "Will you please extinguish the fire? Should you extinguish the fire for this choyle sheyesh b'sakana, or should you not extinguish the fire for this choyle sheyesh b'sakana?" Now, the truth is, this seems like the most elementary question in the world. You have a choyle sheyesh b'sakana, this is something that's bothering him. Of course, you're supposed to extinguish the fire. What's the shayla? We'll see later. But regardless, this is the question that was posed to Rav Tanchum de Bin Nevi. So the Gemara says that rather than immediately answer the question, Pasach v'yomar, he began with a rate bite, with an epic digression, which is going to take the Gemara now on a four-daf digression. So the Gemara says, he told him like this, Ant Shloima, Shloima Melech, you have a reputation to be very, very smart. The wisest man of all time was Shlomo HaMelech. And Reb Tanchum Ben Nevi turned to the Chevra that just asked him this halachic question that's Negei Sugis and Masechta Shabbos. He said, Shlomo HaMelech, I don't understand. You're so smart. Not only did some of the things you said contradict what your father, David HaMelech, said, some of the things you said actually contradict other things that you said. Okay, how so? David Avicha Amar. He said, your father, David HaMelech, said, Loi HaMesim Yahaleluka. David HaMelech was trying to say that a person is better off being alive than not being alive. Because when a person dies, he can't be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. Loi HaMesim Yahaleluka. The Ad Amrit, and Rav Tanchum said, Shloime, you said, Meshaveach Anias HaMesim Shekvar Mesu. This is a classic Koheles Pasuk. He said, you're better off being dead because then you died already. Menachayim Masherim Chayim Adena. The dead person is better than the live person. Contradicts what David HaMelech said. David HaMelech said, Loi HaMesim Yahaluka. Clearly giving prominence to the persons that are alive. So, and Dalin Shloime, you said, Meshaveach Anias HaMesim. Not just that. Then you yourself said, also passing Kayalis. He said, a live dog is better off than a dead lion. The lion is the king of the animal kingdom. The dog is just a dog, a hint. But he said that a live dog is better off than a dead Aryeh. See, then you contradicted yourself. Here you said, Veshabeach and Yesam Mesim Shekvar Mesu. And then you said, not only is a Chai better than a Mes, but even a live dog who's lower on the totem pole is better than the Aryeh Mes. So Rav Tanchum said, the Pshat's like this, Loikash, Hadakom Adovid Loyam Mesim Yaluka, Adovid Melech said Loyam Mesim Yaluka, Hadakom, this is what he meant to say. Loyam Yasakad of a Torah of Mrs. Kedim Shiyamas. A person should try to be Isaac and Torah of Mrs. before he dies. Shekim and Shemes, because once a person dies, Batam and Atayim and Mrs., he can't do Torah of Mrs. anymore. Ve'en l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shvach Boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to have anything from him. V'ahinu Dam Rabbi Yoichan. That's Rabbi Yoichan meant when he said, Ma'idich Sibbe Meisim Chavshi. Kimen Shemes Adam Nasa Chavshi Min HaMitzvahs. When a person dies, he can't do Torah. He can't do mitzvahs anymore. Either way, so when David HaMelech said, Loi HaMesim Yaluka, what was he trying to say? He was saying that a person, while he's alive, Yofa Koyretz Ruach, Me'olam Hazem, Mikol Anois Olam Haba, because you can praise Hashem, you could do learn Torah, you could do mitzvahs. As a result, you can be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once a person dies, B'meisim Chavshi, Kimet Shemes Adam Nafsi Chashim Enamitzvah. The Kama Shleim is what Shleim HaMelech mean when he said Meshabeach HaNeas HaMesim, Shekvar Mesu. He meant something else. Shekashchat Yisrael Midbar, when the Yidin sinned in the Midbar, Abba Meshach Tanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Abba Meshach Rabbeinu got up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr, he said, Kama Tfilis V'tachnun L'fon of Elay Nana. This is after the Chet HaEgel. And Meshach Rabbeinu davened V'yichal Meshach, and Hashem didn't listen to Meshach's tefillah. U'kishamar, then Meshach Rabbeinu said, Zchor L'Avram L'Yitzchuk L'Yisrael Abadecha Miyad Nana. It was at that point that he was answered. So what do you see from there? You see that the mace was, it was in his schus, it was in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, that It was in the schus of the Avis that Moshe Rabbeinu was answered. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get answered in his own schus, but he was answered in the schus of the Avis. Now, who was greater, Moshe Rabbeinu or the Avis? Moshe Rabbeinu was greater. Yet, he was answered in the schus of the Avis. Must be, because the Avis weren't alive anymore. And because they weren't alive, they were in a higher place. They were able to be, they were Melech Yosher in the next world. And they were able to accomplish things in that world that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't accomplish in this world. So, said Rab Tanchun, de Minevi, v'lo yafa amma shloima. So, wasn't Shloima Melech right when he said, v'shabeach anias amesim, shekvar mesu? The point is that the point that David HaMelech was making when he said, Lo Yamesim Yahalukah, and the point that Shlomo HaMelech was making when he said, V'shabeach Anias HaMesim Shekvar Mesu, were two completely different points. They were talking about two different things. David HaMelech was looking at it from the standpoint of what you could do to serve Hashem. You could serve Hashem when you're alive. You can't serve Hashem when you're not alive anymore. Lo Yamesim Yahalukah. As a result, you're better off being alive. Shlomo HaMelech was looking at it from the standpoint of who has more protection by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avos had more protection than Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Not because they were greater. Because the Avos weren't alive anymore. And a mace is able to accomplish more in the next world than a live person is allowed to accomplish in this world. David Racha, Rav Tanchun said, I can tell you a different shot. Had to answer the contradiction between what David HaMelech said, and between what Shlomo HaMelech said, the Shabeach Anias HaMesim. He said, "Menage Shaloi Lamsar Basav Adam Goyis Gzeira." If a Basav Adam makes a Gzeira, so that's even a king, a president, Safik Mekayim Enoisa, Safik Ein Mekayim Enoisa. Maybe people will keep it. People won't keep it. People violate the law sometimes. And even if people decide that, yeah, we're going to listen to what the king said, we're going to listen to what this president said, they'll listen to while that person's alive. But once the king's not alive anymore, so at that point, no one's taking him seriously. He made many takonis. Rashi gives one example. Megillah, Daf Lamid Beis Amin Aleph. Moshe Tikin Lehem LeYisrael Sheyushayel LeMedarshin Ben Yonai Shalyai. That's the example of the Takana that Moshe Rabbeinu gives. But the point is, Kama Takana is the Kayom Yisem Lo'olam Alam Yailamim. And you see, Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana are still standing. It's Lo'yofa Amma Shloim Yav Shabeach Nias HaMesim V'Goymer. So what's the second shot? Lo'ya Mesim Yahaluka Mes. The Chai is better than the Mes because the Chai could serve Hashem, the Mes can't serve Hashem. In what way is V'Shabeach Nias HaMesim? Shloimeh was referring specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was not alive anymore, whose gzeirois and takonois are kayom, even though there were people that are alive whose gzeirois and kayomois are not kayom. So in that sense, the mace was greater than the chay. So again, not mace and better than chayim in the general sense. He was talking about something very, very specific. Davar achar terp shad, v'shabeach nevigami k'drav Yehudah merav, damar Yehudah merav, ma'idich se v'asei imi ois l'toiva v'yiru soina v'yevoishu, ki ato Hashem azar toni v'nicham toni. So says the Gemara, Amar Davos Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, David turned to Hashem and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, M'choy Li Aloi Seyavoy. David davened to Hashem and he said, forgive me for the Avera that I did with Bat Sheva. Amar Loi, so Hashem told him, Macholach, Yemachol. Amar Loi, so he told him, Asei Imi Ois, B'chayei, I want to have an Ois that I was forgiven. Amar Loi, so he told him, B'chayech, any idea. And during your lifetime, I'm not going to give you an Ois. But B'chayei Shloime Bincha, any idea. But when your son Shloime is the Melech, then there's going to be an Ois. The whole world is going to know that I forgave you for the sin of Bat Sheva. What happened? What's the rest of the story? When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, because Lahachnas Aron the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dafku Sha'arim Zebezeh. But the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they stuck to each other. They wouldn't allow the Aron in. The Aron belonged in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Kodesh HaKadoshim wouldn't allow the Aron to enter. Amos Shlomo Esrim V'Arbar Rinanos. So Shlomo HaMelech said 24 tefilos. He used 24 different lishonos of tefilah. The Lord Nanan, he wasn't answered. Pasach v'amar. So then Shlomo HaMelech said, psukim that we're all familiar with. He said, Su'usha arim roshechem, v'hinosu pischei yoylam, v'yavai melech hakovay. He said, Sha'arim, open up. The Yovei Melech HaKoved, let the Melech HaKoved enter. So the Gemara says, Ratu Basrei LeMivlei. In Shemayim, they got very angry at Shlomo HaMelech because they thought that when Shlomo HaMelech said, the Yovei Melech HaKoved, who's the Melech HaKoved? Himself. He thought, make room for me, I want to enter. Amru, they said, Mi Uzeh Melech HaKoved? Who are you referring to when you said the Melech HaKoved? So he answered that, Amalahu Hashem, Izuz V'Gibar, Hashem Gibar Mulchama. He says, I don't mean me. I mean the Yovei Melech HaKoved, the Aron, the Shechina, that's what's trying to enter. Chalila, I don't mean Me? So then he continued and he said, Mi huzeh melech hakoved? He made himself clear. He said, Shtu shonim rasheichem, usu'u pischayov, v'yovei melech hakoved, Mi huzeh melech hakoved, Hashem tzvokos, hu melech hakoved tzelo. So when you read those psukim, which we read so often, so it seems so redundant. Shtu shonim rasheichem, v'nasu pischayov, v'yovei melech hakoved. Mi zeh melech hakoved? Hashem izuz v'gibra, Hashem gibra mochama, Shtu shonim rasheichem, v'su pischayov, v'yovei melech hakoved, Mi huzeh melech hakoved, Hashem tzvokos, hu melech hakoved tzelo. Right, it's literally, it's redundant. You're repeating the same thing twice. So now we know Pshat in the Psukim. Shlomo HaMelech was trying to get the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash when he built the first Beis HaMikdash. He's trying to get it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Sha'arim wouldn't open up. They wouldn't allow the Aron to enter. So Shlomo HaMelech spoke. He said, Su'u Sha'arim Rasheichem V'hinasu Pischei Yoylam V'yavai Melech HaKavod. The Malachim came and they said, Mize Melech HaKavod, who are you referring to? So Shlomo answered. He said, Hashem Izuz V'Gibra Hashem Gibra Mocham. I don't mean me. I mean the Shechina. So then Shlomo HaMelech said, you know what, let me do this a second time and let me get it right this time. Let me clarify. So that's why Shlomo said it's in Tzveitimlo. The reason he said it a second time is because the first time it was a little bit unclear. There was a question and an answer and a clarification. He said, let me get it right. So the second time he said, Su'u Sha'arim Rasheichem U'su'u Pischeyoylam V'yavai Melech HaKavoy, and he clarified, Mi hu zeh Melech HaKavoy Hashem Tzvokos hu Melech HaKavoy itself. But the Gemara says, V'loy Nana. Shlomo HaMelech wasn't answered. The doors of the Kodesh HaKadoshim didn't open up. The Aron couldn't enter. Kivan Shamar. So Shlomo HaMelech was stuck. So he said like this, Hashem Elokim, Al Toshev Pnei Mishichecho, Zochra L'chazdei David Abdecho. So Shlomo HaMelech said, do it in the schus of my father. My father David HaMelech, answer now. Miyad Nena. As soon as Shlomo HaMelech said that, the doors of the Kodesh HaKadoshim opened, Kederech HaMelech, and like this, the Melech HaKovid, Hashem Izuz V'Gibel was able to enter, and the Aron was able to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, Ba'oysis Shah, at that moment, there was an oise. Nehefchu pnei kol soinei David kishulei kedera. There were a lot of people that hated David HaMelech. V'yadu kalam. V'chol Yisrael shemachalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al oisei yavin. This was an epic moment in the history of Klal Yisrael. This was the time when the Jewish nation realized that David HaMelech was forgiven. Incidentally, Rashi says, who were the soinei David? Mishpachas Shaul, Shimi, as in Shimi ben Gera, V'kayoytzebay. That's the rest of the story. But regardless, says the Gemara, so Rav Tanchum the Minevi told the Olam, is v'layofa am ha-shloima, v'shabeach ani ha-sameisim, shekvar meisu. So certainly Shlomo HaMelech was right for being m'shabeach the meisim. Who's the meis? David HaMelech. Who's the chai? Shlomo HaMelech. That you see, it was in the schus of David that the door is finally open, and that's what he meant when he said, v'shabeach ani ha-sameisim. V'hayim v'duchsiv, says the Gemara, that's p'shan in the pasuk. It says, v'yim ha-shmini, this was on the 8th day. So for 7 days, the Yidden celebrated the Chanukah HaBayis, the Chanukah of Bayis Rishon. And after the 7th days, meaning on the 8th day, Shalach Esa'am, Shlomo HaMelech sent the Olam back home, Vayivarchu Es HaMelech, Vayelchu La'oyoleim, Smechem V'toyve Lev, Al Kol HaToyve HaShaasa Hashem L'David Avdoi, Uli Yisrael Amoy. So you see, there was Toyve that Hashem did, not only to Klal Yisrael, but L'David Avdoi. What's the point of the David Avdoi? It's because the Aron was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim only for David HaMelech, and this was a toiva asha'as Hashem LeDavid. David HaMelech had davened during his lifetime. He said, "Asei mi ois l'toiva v'yerusoy nevi evoishu ki ato Hashem azartani v'nichamtani." He said, "Hashem, it's nice that you forgave me, but I have soinim, the family of Shaul HaMelech, the family of Shimi ben Gera, all the people that think that I did the Averu, Batsheva." Chazal said, "Kolayim David chata eni al atayah." But David wanted a sign. He wanted his sonim to realize that Kolayim David chata eni al atayah. This was the toiva that Hashem did to David HaMelech at the end of the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara. So we mentioned this pasuk. Let's darshan the pasuk. Vayelchu lo yaleim, when it says that they went back home, what does that mean? Shematzu nishoseyim b'tahayru. They were literally able to enter the oil. Their wives were all tar. Smeichem, what does that mean? Shenenu mizav ashchina. V'toy ve'lev, shenis abru nishoseyim shkol echot ve'echot. Each one of their wives had babies that year. Not just a baby, the older zachar. A baby boy. I'll call a toiva shos Hashem l'David Avdoi uli Yisrael Avdoi. What does that mean? L'David Avdoi shemachal eloisei Avdoi. That was the sign that they were forgiven, and not just that. Uli Yisrael Avdoi. What was the ois? What was this toiva that Hashem did to Yisrael Avdoi? The achlu avoyin the yom kippurim, that they were forgiven for the avera of Yom Kippur. What does Yom Kippur have to do with anything? Because when were these 7 days the 7 days of Chanukah's Habayis, of Bayis Rishon, it was the 7 days before Sukkot. If it was the 7 days before Sukkot, it means it lapped over Yom Kippur. If they were celebrating on Yom Kippur, it means they ate on Yom Kippur. The Yidden that year ate on Yom Kippur. They violated Yom Kippur. They felt it was the right thing to do, and they were right stating that. They felt like they needed a sign that what they did was okay, and that was the point. They were told that they were right for eating on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, the Kamash Shleima. So either way, so we had over here, Rab Tanchum, the Minnevi, was asked a very simple question. You have a Chol Sheyesh by Sakana. There's a candle lit in his presence. It's bothering him. Could you extinguish it on Shabbos, or could you not extinguish it on Shabbos? Mechabes, one of the Lamedas Malachis. So the question is, do you do it on Shabbos or do you not do it on Shabbos? So rather than simply answer the question, he was Pasach V'Omar. He started off and he went on this whole shtickle. He said, Shloimeh HaMelech, you have a reputation to be the wisest of all men. You made a comment that contradicts your father, and not only that, it contradicts something that you yourself said. What did Shloimeh HaMelech say that was so controversial? He said, V'Shabeach Ani Es HaMeisin Shekfar Mesu. Where did that contradict what David HaMelech said? David HaMelech said, Lo Yaham Mesim, Yahaluka. Sounds like the Chai is better than the Mesim. And the Gemara gave three terutzim right now what the difference is. When David HaMelech said, Lo Yaham Mesim, Yahaluka, he meant that a Chai is better than a Mesim. A Chai could do Torah, he could do mitzvahs, he could serve Hashem. The Vilna Gaon on his deathbed held his tzitzis, and he said that while I'm alive, for nothing, for a few prutas, I'm able to be mekayim a mitzvah that shakul keneged all the mitzvahs. But once a person's dead, he can't do anything anymore. So when a person's alive, he can chaparayin, he can be chatoife achol, chatoife shsei. So from that standpoint, a live person's better than a dead person. Hence, lo yameisim yahaluka. What did Shloimeh HaMelech mean when he said, v'shabeach ani es hameisim? Either he meant that you see a meis has better koyach in Shemayim, or referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu's takonos were chai v'kayim, whereas people make takonos nowadays, he observed, and he said, people don't necessarily listen. Or he was referring to David HaMelech, his father was in the schus of David, that the Aron was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh. So we had three terutzim to answer how the statement, v'shabeach ani es hameisim, reconciles with lo yameisim yahaluka. But there was another question that Rab Tanchum, the Min Nevi, told the Olam. And that was, how does v'shabeach ani es hameisim, a pasuk in Koheles, shtim with another pasuk in Koheles? Shleim HaMelech said, ki lekelev chai hu toiv min ha'aryeh yameis. The live dog is better than the dead aryeh, says the Gemara. What does that mean? Udekom, ha'shleim, ki lekelev chai hu toiv min ha'aryeh yameis, ki d'Rav Yudah Merav, d'om Rav Yudah Merav, ma'idich said, what's p'shan in the pasuk that says, Dovin HaMelech said, hoidiyeni Hashem kitzi, umidas yomai mahi, edom mechod eloni. David HaMelech turned to Hashem, he asked him three things. Hoidiyeni Hashem kitzi, umidas yomai mahi, edom mechod eloni. What were these three things? David HaMelech first said, Amar David thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hoidiyeni Hashem kitzi, can you please tell me what the rest of my life has in store? He wanted to know what his life is going to look like from that point moving forward. Amar Lois, Hashem told David, Gzeri Mufanei, Sheim Hoidiyeni Kitzi, Shel Olam Hazavadam. We don't do this. It's a policy. We can't reveal to you, even you, David HaMelech. I can't reveal to you what the rest of your life is going to look like. He said, okay, midas yomai mahi. Could you tell me when I'm going to die? He said, midas yomav shaladam. So he said, okay, but could you at least tell me, edom mechadalani? Could you at least tell me on what day I'm going to die? At the very least, could you tell me that? On my lois, Hashem said, yeah, that I can tell you. I have a policy that I don't reveal to people what the rest of their life is going to look like. I don't tell people when they're going to die. But the day that they're going to die, for that there's no gzera. We don't have a policy for that. David HaMelech, that's something I could share with you. He told him, B'Shabbos Thomas, you're going to die on Shabbos. So David HaMelech immediately told Hashem, Shabbos, almost Bechad B'Shabbos. I'd rather die on a Sunday. I don't want to die on a Shabbos. Now what's the difference if David HaMelech dies on Shabbos or if he dies on Sunday? Zok Rashi, Sheyuchu L'Sasek B'Yub HaSpeidim. Because if I die on Shabbos, no one's going to be able to be involved in HaSpeidim and in my Kfura. I won't have a Bakavad Diga Kfura. So he said, I want to die better on Sunday. Sunday like this, immediately they'll be able to bury me. They'll be Isaac Bekfur. I'm Alois. Hashem told him, I'm sorry, you can't die on Sunday. The Gemara says very often that the time that a Malchus ends and another Malchus begins is very, very precise. Dov, Shloimeh HaMelech has to become the Melech on Sunday. Meaning it has to transfer from Shabbos to Sunday. There's no way you could die on Sunday because it means Shloimeh's Malchus will be pushed off one day and that's not an option. So he said, okay, so if I can't die on Sunday, almost Be'erev Shabbos, amazing. David was willing to give up one day of his life It's amazing. Amalois Hashem told him, David, I hear that you're willing to give up on one day of your life, but I'm not willing to give up on one day of your life. He said, because you are avoided so chashev by me. In fact, it's more chashev than 1,000. Says the Gemara, 1,000 what? One day of your Torah is more chashev than 1,000 oilos that Shlomo ben Chalak of the father of Yosef. And 1,000 oilos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to build. I want you for another day. I'm not giving up one day of your life, David HaMelech. I have such a nachas ruach from you, David. I'm not willing to be mevater, says the Gemara. So David HaMelech had inside information. He knew he was going to die on Shabbos. Kol yoyim de Shabbat, every Shabbos from that point moving forward, have a yosik v'goris kula yoyma. David HaMelech would sit and he would learn Torah the whole day. And the reason is, Zok Rashi, top line, Shelo Yikra Malach HaMavis Eilof, because he felt by doing that he protected himself in the Malach HaMavis. Shahat Torah Migin HaMimavis, Kedarina Besoit Adav Chaval. Torah protects and it even protects from the Malach HaMavis. So David HaMelech felt his Shmir, he knew Shabbos he's supposed to die. So if Shabbos he's supposed to die, so like this, what did he do? He sat and he learned the whole Shabbos. Again, why did he learn the whole Shabbos? So he should be protected from the Malach HaMavis. But the Velt says over from the Chedushi Arim, that the Chedushi Arim said a different shot. He says, you know why David HaMelech learned the whole Shabbos? But not to protect himself from the Malach HaMavis, what he thought he was going to outsmart the Malach HaMavis. The reason he learned the whole Shabbos, because he knew that he was going to die on Shabbos. That meant Shabbos was going to be the last day of his life. He didn't know if it was this Shabbos or next Shabbos or the following Shabbos. But it could be today's the last day of your life. Imagine a person knew that today might be the last day of his life. What would he do? He would try to chop around as much as he could. So David HaMelech, Kol Yoyim de Shabbat, Abi Yosef Igaris, said the Chedush Yerim, not because he thought he was going to outsmart the Malach HaMavis. The reason he sat on Lintayr is because it's the last day of his life. What else would a person do the last day of his life? Says the Gemara, Hu Yoyim de Bayi Lamedech Nafshi, the day that David HaMelech was supposed to die, Kam Malach HaMavis Kameh. Malach HaMavis got up, V'lo Yocheleh. And he tried to kill him and he couldn't do it. You know why? Because David HaMelech didn't stop learning. Omar, he said, what am I supposed to do? I can't get him to stop learning. And when a yid's learning Torah, he's protected from the Malach HaMavis. So have a labustan acheri beise. The Gemara says David HaMelech had a big garden behind this house. Also Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis went salaku bachesh bivani. He went and he hid in the trees. Nothing lemechse. He started making noise. The trees were rattling. They were making a big commotion. David HaMelech didn't know what was going on. So the Gemara says he went outside to see what was going on. Have a salak bedarga. As he started walking down the steps of where he was going, climbing down a ladder, ifchiz darga mituse, so one of the rungs of the ladder, one of the steps gave out. Ishtik, and for the moment, David HaMelech got scared or like startled. He was quiet. He stopped learning. V'noch nafshe. And that's when the Malach HaMavis was able to kill him, says the Gemara. So David HaMelech dies on a Shabbos. And this is outside, right? This all took place outside. He's going behind his garden. He wants to see what happened. Shlomo HaMelech comes out and he sees his father. This is Shabbos afternoon, and he sees his father's lying there. So the Gemara says he immediately went to the Beis Medrash. Shalach Shlomo ben Midrasha, and he said, Abba Meis, my father died. Umuto Becham, and he's lying out in the sun. What do I do? Am I allowed to carry him? Am I not allowed to carry him? What was the Shaila? A mace is mukta. And because a mace is mukta, so Shlomo HaMelech had a question about mukta. He continued. He said, by the way, Chavra, I have another question. Uklovim shall base ava re'evim. This is one of the puzzling Gemaras. The dogs at my father's house, they're all very, very hungry. Ma'esa, am I allowed to feed them? Meaning on the topic of mukta, I have another mukta shayla. The dogs at my father's house, they're all barking and they're very, very hungry. Like, what do I do? Am I allowed to feed them? So the Shulchan Aruch, they told him like this. They answered both questions. As it relates to the dogs, chatoich nevelu banachtof ne'aklovim, you can cut up a nevelu, you can feed it to your dogs. Vavicha, as it relates to your father is David HaMelech, hanachal of kikar, put a piece of bread on your father, oitinek or a child, v'tiltolo. Because your father's muktzah. So you're allowed to take the nevela to feed the dogs. That's not a problem in Hilchas muktzah. But to move your father would be a problem. So the workaround is put a kikur or a tinek on top of your father. Like this, you'll be allowed to carry him. So Rab Tanchin the Benevi turned to the Chevra and he said, V'lo yofa amas Shlomo. So wasn't Shlomo HaMelech right when he said, Ki lekelev chayu toiv min ha'aryeh yames? What was he trying to say? He said that you see, for the kelev that was alive, he was allowed to be metaltal. He was allowed to carry mukta. But for David HaMelech, who's the Aryeh, he's the lion, he's the king, he's David Melech Yisrael. For David HaMelech, it wasn't okay. For him, you couldn't carry him. Why? because the Kelev is alive and David HaMelech is not alive. And as a result, Kelev Chai Hu Toy Min Ari Ames, that's what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to. It's not a stira. When he said the Shabbiach Nias Amesim, he meant whatever the Gemara said, he meant the Amud Aleph. When he said over here, Kelev Chai Hu Toy Min Ari Ames, he was referring to this story where he asked the Rabbanim two questions. One about his father, one about the dogs, and they were mekel for the dogs, they were machmer for his father. So you see from that standpoint, Kiva Kalav Chai, who toiv mina ariyames. So then Rav Tanchun de Minevi turns to the Chevra, and he says, I pardon the digression, but you asked me a question, right? The question was, you have a choylus yesh by sakana, and there's a ner, and you want to extinguish it. Could you extinguish it or not? Machab is a problem. Are you not allowed to extinguish it? But then again, you're doing it for a chayla sheyesh by sakana. So he told them, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, ner keruya ner. A ner is called a ner. V'nishmasay shaladam keruya ner. A yid's nisham is also called a ner. Your ner is a man-made ner. The neshama is a kadosh baruch who's ner. He's a mutav techab ner shel basav adam b'pnei ner shel a kadosh baruch hu. The ner of a kadosh baruch who's doicha the ner of a basav adam. And he said it's for that reason. It's certainly okay. You can go ahead and you can extinguish this fire. Rashi says right away that even though this was Rav Tanchun de Minevi Shtikol Torah, lav mehocha yaluf chil Shabbos. The bikuach nefesh nafkaloi michay bahem. These are sugis in the Masechta Yuma. There's other makoris to this halacha. Why then did Rav Tanchum de Minevi give such an interesting reason? So Rashi says, Elu latiman hadava ba'agoda ha-meshechas ha-salev. He wanted to bring out the story in a dramatic way, in a geshmaka way, with using poetic license. L'fisha hayu bam l'shmaya hadrasha, because at this drasha, there weren't just men there. There were nashim, there were ami ha'aretz, v'hayu tzrichim hadarshanim l'mshechas levavam. One of the jobs of the speakers was to speak out good rain. He had to be geshmak. He had to say things that people wanted to listen. So of course, you want to get up and you want to say the halacha, you could say, Ayin Yuma Daf Pehe, and you could start varfing lumbis about the Chaybehem, but Rav Tanchum de Minevi understood his audience. He knew who he was talking to. There were Noshim, there were Amei Aretz, he was speaking to a very diverse crowd. So as a result, he wanted to bring it out in a geshmak away, in a way that the Oilam would remember it. So rather than just say, yeah, of course, it's Chol Shabbos, it's Doichon, no, he didn't want to just say that. What he did was, he got up, he said, this is the Ner, and this is a Ner, and the Ner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doichon, the Ner of Basavda. But the Gemara is still Eino Yoimer Ela Dershuni. Why? Because what did he need this whole Akhtama for? They came, they asked him a very simple question. So he said, Chevre, before I ask you a question, he turns to Shloima Melech and he puts on this whole spiel. Aunt Shloima, you're the wisest of all men. You contradicted your father, you contradicted yourself, and three terutzim, and the fascinating story of David HaMelech, Mesa Mutu Becham, Vadvarim Atikin. But why this whole introduction? The Vilna Gaon. And it's in his Pirush HaMishlei, and it's in his Chedushei Halachos, and he says that it's in many, many places. Said the reason Rav Tanchum de Minevi did what he did is because he wanted to make sure that nobody was going to forget the answer to this question. He wanted to get the Olam into his orbit, get them mesmerized to make sure they're going to hear the question. And the reason is because Rav Tanchum de Minevi realized that if the Olam asked him this question, it means that he's doing something very, very wrong. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, Din Chayla B'Shabbos. It's a Rechayim Siman Shin Chav Ches. And there's different halachas, how you treat a Chayla. But one thing is clear in Siman Shin Chav Ches, that if you have a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana, you don't have to open up Mishnah Berurah Chayla Gimel. You don't need an Rechayim Siman Shin Chav Ches. In fact, Chazal say, it's a Lashon of the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch. Mish Yesh Lai Chayla Shal Sakana, Mitzvah L'Chayla Lola Shabbos. The Hazaris, someone that's the Zaris, he's the one that picks up the phone, he's the one that calls Hatzalah. Harei Zeh Meshubach, meaning the one that does the Chil Shabbos, he's not the Bediyeved. Harei Zeh Meshubach, the Hashoyel. And if somebody calls a Rav instead of calling Atzalah, what am I supposed to do? Says the Mechab, it's very scary. Harei Zeh Shoyfich Donim. He has a din of a Reitzeach. The Mishnah Brura brings from the Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi adds one wrinkle. Hazoriz, Harei Zeh Meshubach. Hashoyel, Harei Zeh Shoyfich Donim. And Hanishal, the Rav that the question was asked to, Harei Zeh Meguna. There's something bad about the Rav too. It says something about him. Pirish, says the Mishnah Brura. Bishum Shahatamud Chacham Bim Koima Yahoyulai Lidresh Bipirkolakol, Kideshayedu Kola Amvala Yitzarchu Lashalai. Because it's the responsibility of the Rav to make sure that his Kehila knows this halacha. That if there's ever a question of Pekuach Nefashis, you don't pick up the phone, you don't ask a question. Hashoyal Areza Shaifich Domim, Hazar is Areza Meshubach, and not just that, the Hanishal is Areza Meguno. So said the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyen said that Rav Tanchon de Ben Nevi was so disturbed that the Olam asked him this question. Because he knew the halacha, ha-nishal, ha-reizem meguna. And it bothered him very, very bad. And it was for that reason, he figured that I better tell the Olam this halacha, and I better tell it to them in a dramatic way that they're never going to forget it. And not just that, the Noshim will understand it, the Amiyaris are going to understand it. Because this is something you have to be mechazik. Unfortunately, this is in Yonah the Yomah. But this is something you have to be mechazik. Hanishal, Hareza Meguna, and Rav Tanchum de Menevi took this as a personal offense, and that's why he went out of his way to say the halacha, and not just that, to say it in a dramatic way. A little Gemara, and then we're going to come back and speak out some raid. Om Rabbi Yehuda Brei, Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, Mishmei Derav. Bikshu Chachamim Lignoi Sefer Koheles. The Chachamim wanted to hide Sefer Koheles. So in the beginning of the Masechta, and after Gimel Amud Beis, in the sugi of the Yud Ches Dvarim, the Chachamim wanted to hide Sefer Yecheskel. Why? Because there were things in Sefer Yecheskel that contradict Psukim in the Torah. Here, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, in the name of Rav, Chachamim wanted to hide Sefer Koheles, but Neshet Dvarim Soisum Zeze, because there were stiras in Sefer Koheles. Name Alugonzu. So why didn't they hide it? Neshet Chilasi Divrei Torah Sefer Divrei Torah. And by the way, the middle of it is also Divrei Torah. There was too much Torah, and because there was too much Torah in it, can't walk away from all the good things in Sefer Koheles. So even though there were things they didn't like so much, but there was too much good. Tchilasi Divrei Torah. Where do you find Divrei Torah in the beginning of Koheles? Tchsev, right in the beginning of Koheles. Perek Gal, Pasuk Gimel. My Yisrael, the Adam Chalamolish, Yama Tachas Hashemesh. Shlomo Malach said, "What worth is it? All the work a person does? Yeah, you're wasting your time. Right, everything, all the amelos that a person does, you wear, you mutcha, you shvitz your whole life. My Yisrael, the Adam Bchalamolish, Yama Tachas Hashemesh. V'Amid Be'Rabbi Anei, but Rabbi Anei's Yeshiva they used to say Tachas Hashemesh Udein Lo. What's under the sun, meaning what was created after the sun, if you toil for that, you're wasting your time at the end of the day. But if you toil in what came before the world, before the sun was created, as in the Torah, Torah was created before the Bria, istakul by rice, and then afterwards bar alma, yeshloi, that's a good thing. Soif Divrei Torah, we didn't see Divrei Torah in the end. The pasuk says, soif tov akol nishma, es olikim yura, ve es mitzvois of shemar, hizek kol adam. Mike, hizek kol adam, I'm Rabbi Lazar, kol adam kulein nivel l'shvil zeh. Hizek kol adam, a person's a yarishamayim, the whole world was created from him. Rabbi Barakana, a shokul zeh kenek kol adam. He's equal to the whole world. He's as chashev as the whole world. Shem ben Azay Oimer, Vami Lo Sam Say Shem ben Zayma Oimer, Lo Niver Kol Oim Kula El Etzeva, so said the whole world was created to cater to him. Either way, right in the beginning, the third pasuk is Divrei Torah at the very end. So if Dovra Kol Nishma, there's more Divrei Torah. So it's Tchilasei Divrei Torah, V'soifei Divrei Torah. That's why they didn't hide Sefer Koheles. My Dvar Soifim says, okay, what was wrong with Sefer Koheles? I mean, the Gemara said that the reason they wanted to hide it is because there were stiras. Where are the stiras in Sefer Koheles? One pasuk says, Toiv Kas Mischaik. So Shlomo Melech said, it's better to be angry. Anger is better than Schaik. Right, again, one of the themes of Koheles. V'ksibet, there's another pasuk. Schaik or Marti Mehulal? No. Schaik is a good thing. Right here it sounds like schaik is a bad thing. Toiv kas mischaik. Here it says, schaik amarti mehulo. Ksiv, another stira. Said, the shibachti aneas ha-simcha. Simcha is a good thing. Uksiv, everyone knows the pasuk. It was simcha maza oisa. Simcha is not a good thing. So the Gemara says, but like kasha, they were able to reconcile the stiras. When it said toiv kas mischaik, it was referring to toiv kasha koizach adash baruch ala tzadikim ayil mazeh. The kas that Hashem has for tzadikim in this world is better than the schaik shamasach adash baruch ala rishon ayil mazeh. When tzadikim have it bad on this world, it's better than when the rishon have it bad, good on this world. Because tzadikim have it bad on this world because they can have it good in the next world. When the rishon have it good on this world, it's so they'll have it bad on the next world. So toiv kas on the tzadikim, mischoik al rishon. L'schoik amartim hulu, what does that pasuk mean? Says schoik, shemesak adash baruch, ma tzadikim ayil ma'abit, referring to the schoik, Hashem's going to have the tzadikim in the next world. Shibachti reis ha-simcha, what does that mean? Simcha shal mitzvah. Simcha shal mitzvah is a good thing. Well, simcha mazu oisa, what is that? Zuh simcha she'ena shal mitzvah. L'lametcha, there's something called Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Not just that, She'in Shechina Shoyer, Lo Mitaych Atzvos. The Shechina is not Shoyer when there's Atzvos, Lo Mitaych Atzvos. When laziness, Lo Mitaych Schoik, Lo Mitaych Kalas Roish, Lo Mitaych Sicha. Shechina only shayru when the simcha shal mitzvah. Shenemer va'ato kechuli menagin v'hoye kenagin amenagin v'atiyal of Yad Hashem. Pasuk of course referring to Elisha. Elisha sometimes wasn't in a place where he was able to tap into nevuah. So what did he do? He took out he had a menagin who would come and play music for him. V'hoye kenagin amenagin when the musician played music v'atiyal of Yad Hashem. So you see, there's something called simcha shal mitzvah. Not only that, in shechina shayru elam mitaych simcha shal mitzvah. The same is true for a dvar halacha. Amar Rava said, "V'chein lechaloyim toiv." So, what's dvar halacha? Before you learn, you have to be besimch. You have to be pumped up before you learn. What does it mean lechaloyim toiv? That if a person thinks of a dvar simcha before he goes to sleep, he'll have good dreams. Who said that? Rava. Amar Rava v'chein lechaloyim toiv. What does Rava have to do with dreams? Perek Araya says the Gemara. Ani, is that true? I mean, he's supposed to learn Torah. V'chein l'dvar halacha is supposed to come mitoich simcha. Is that true? Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Kol Tamachok Sheish L'flein Rabbi. If a Tamachok sits in front of his Rebbe, the Insef Soisim Noit Veis Mar, and he's not scared. Poshet, he has Mar dripping from his lips. He's mamish, he's not scared. Tikaveno, very bad. He's going to be burnt by Eish Reish Al Gehenen. Shenem Mar Sif Soisav Shoshanin Noit Veis Mar Oiver. A Pasuk in Shir Ashir. Al Tikri Mar Oiver Ela Mar Oiver. Al Tikri Shoshanim Ela Sheshoinim. The way you read the Pasuk is, Sif Soisav, the lips, sheshoinim, not shoshanim, but rather sheshoinim of those that learn, noitvois mar, not mar, noitvois mar, they have to be bitter, oiver, and if not, it's going to be gehenim. But the point is you see that you're not supposed to come mitoich simcha, you're supposed to come from emo. The Gemara says, like, kasha, habi rabba, habi talmud, the Rebbe should be besimcha. When you give over a Torah, you have to give over a Torah besimcha. The people that are being mekabel the Torah, they should be mekabel mitoich emo. V'iba yaseim, it could be no. Maybe habi rabba, they're both talking about the Rebbe. Maybe sometimes the Rebbe is supposed to be besimcha, and sometimes there's supposed to be a level of emo. But like, kasha, habi kami the liftach, halabasa the pasach. One is talking about before the Rebbe starts, and the other one is talking about before, after he started already. Says the Gemara, ki hadi before he would start giving shir, he would say the famous milsa de bedichasa. Literally, he would crack a joke, although a lot of people have a problem with that shot. But he would say something that would put the oilam in a matzav, a dvaragoda maybe, something to get them in a leichter place. It's like this, it opens up the heart, so they're ready to be mekabel Torah. The shechina shayra mitoich simcha. So certainly Torah goes in better when a person's besimcha. Ubatchi rabbanon, you got everybody to laugh. L'soif, however, once the shir started, then it was yaseh be'emesa, uposach b'shmaitza, then he would start learning and everything would start getting serious. Exhale. So, one ha'ara as it relates to the daf, and that is, the Gemara told the story that we're all familiar with, the story that we've heard as children already, the story that discusses David HaMelech. David HaMelech was given inside information. He was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he would die on Shabbos. David HaMelech turned to Hashem and he asked him, "Hoydieni Hashem kitzi, I want to know what the rest of my life is going to look like." Hashem said, "I can't tell you." "Umidas yomei maihi, I want to know exactly when I'm going to die." Hashem said, "I can't tell you that either." "But Edom mechod elami, could you at least tell me what day I'm going to die?" Hashem said, "Yeah, then I can tell you." He said, "You're going to die on Shabbos." Says the Gemara, when David HaMelech heard that he's going to die on Shabbos, kol yoyim de Shabbata, have a yosef vigoris kule yoyma. He would spend the entire Shabbos learning. Says the Gemara, why? Because he knew that as long as he's learning, he was going to be protected from the Malach HaMavis. Ahu yoyme, the Bayil HaMelech Nafshe, the day that David HaMelech was supposed to die, the Malach HaMavis got up and he tried killing David HaMelech, but David HaMelech had this trick. He didn't stop learning for 1 second on Shabbos, and there was no way for him to get it. Omar, he said, "My Avidle, what should I do?" So the Gemara tells a story. David HaMelech had a garden, and he went to David HaMelech's David HaMelech had a garden, and he went to David HaMelech's garden, and through the garden, he was able to get him to stop and to stop learning. He startled him, and then by startling him like this, he was able to get him to stop learning. And being that he stopped learning, says the Gemara, he was able to kill him. The Gemara is mavur that when a person learns Torah, the Malach HaMavis has no shlita on him. The Malach HaMavis has no ability to kill a person while he's learning. And the truth is, this is something that's mavur in Chazal in many places. The Gemara Bava Metzia, a well-known Gemara, Daf Pei Vav, says that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, also known as Rabba, was a fugitive. He was being hunted. And as a result, he had to hide from the Persians. They were trying to kill him. And the Gemara tells the story about how Rabba Bar Nachmeni was finally killed. The Gemara says that as Rabba Bar Nachmeni was hiding, there was a big tumult in Masechta Derekiah. They were learning a sugya in Masechtas Negayim that deals with a person that has a baharis. A baharis is a nega. And the shaila was, what happens if there's a suffix, if the baharis came first or if the seir lavan comes first? Is this person tamei or is this not person not tamei? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the person is tar. The Kula Masifta Derekiah said that the person is tamei. And they needed someone to come and reconcile this question. They needed someone to come and he's going to tell the olam what the halacha is. The problem is they couldn't find anyone. They didn't know who knows the answer. And they turned around. They said the only one that knows is Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. We have no choice. We have to bring Rabbi Bar Nachmeni up to us. He's going to tell us what the halacha is. Says the Gemara that the problem is Shadru Shlicha Basre. So they sent the Malach HaMavis to go bring Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. But Lehavi Matzi Malach HaMavis LeMikrovle. The Malach HaMavis couldn't get him. And the reason is Midalei have a Kaposik Pumim Migirse. Because he wasn't stopping to learn. Because he wasn't stopping to learn, so it was for that reason the Malach HaMavis had no way to get him. So the Gemara says the Malach HaMavis went and he started making noise. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni stopped learning, and because he stopped learning, like this, the Malach HaMavis was able to get him. So Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was in the middle of learning. Because he was in the middle of learning, they couldn't get him. And because they couldn't get him, so like this, he had to try to get him to stop learning in order to be able to kill him. Another Marum Makim is the Tana D'Vel Yo. The Tana D'Vel Yo says that when Hashem told the Malach HaMavis to go bring Eliyo Anavi, so it says Malach El Eliyo Velalisha L'Salik Esayom In Oilam, to take Eliyo Anavi away from the world. Bo Matzan Shayo Iskim Devei Taira. He found them that they were learning Taira. V'Layhayo Yochal Lishloi Behem, and he had no way to be shaylit in them. Why? Because they were learning Taira. Chazal Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he went to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'Amar Ribbono Shel Oilam, Hein Oiskim Devei Taira. V'Eino Yochal Lishloi Behem. They're middle learning Taira. I have no way of getting them. So the Tana D'Vel Yo says, so what did the Malach HaMavis do? Vayafridu Beinayim, the Pasuk says. You know what he did? He got them to stop learning. And the second he got them to stop learning, he was able to get Eliyahu Navi. Now, truth is, Eliyahu Navi never really died. But the Malach HaMavis brought Eliyahu up to Shamayim, and had he get Eliyahu Navi to come up to Shamayim, Vayafridu Beinayim, by separating them. Because as long as Eliyahu Navi was starting learning, he had no way of getting them. But perhaps the most famous Gemara is the Gemara Masechtas Makkos. A Gemara Masechtas Makkos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Rav Chizda, Havi Yosef Vigaris Bebei Rav. Rav Chizda was once learning by his Rebbe. V'lo Havi Koyochel Shlicha De Malacha De Musa LeMikrov De Gabei. He was learning in Yeshiva, and the Malach HaMavis had to go take Rav Chizda, but he couldn't get Rav Chizda. The reason is, V'lo Havi Shosik Pumi Migirsa, because he didn't stop learning. Because he didn't stop learning, he had no way of getting him. So the Gemara says, Solik V'Yosef Ha'arza De Bei Rav. He went by a tree. Paka Arza, he knocked down the tree, the shosik, and at that moment Rav Chizda was quiet, and because Rav Chizda was chai v'yochale, like this he was able to kill him. He couldn't get Rav Chizda to stop. How was he able to get Rav Chizda to stop learning? By making this tumult, and by making this tumult, eventually the Malach HaMavis was able to kill Rav Chizda. Dovin HaMelech, Elio Anavi, Rabbi Rav Chizda, as long as they were learning Torah, the Malach HaMavis couldn't kill him. As soon as they stopped learning Torah, that's when the Malach HaMavis had a koyach. That's when the Malach HaMavis was able to go, and he was able to be shoylet on these tzaddikim. And of course, the takeaway of this Gemara is that Torah protects. And not only does Torah protect mina yisurim, not only does Torah protect, the Gemara says, from doing averos, but Torah protects from the Malach HaMavis. That's the takeaway of this Gemara. But I just want to tell you a Dover Nifla that ties in some of the things that we've talked about recently that I saw in the Radal, in this Pirish, on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. So on Brachas Daf Beis, on Shabbos Daf Beis, we mentioned the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, specifically the beginning of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus's life. And we mentioned the first part of it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was 28 years old. He didn't know how to learn. He was working for his father. He started crying, and he couldn't stop crying. Eliyahu HaNavi revealed himself to him, and he told him, ben Hyrcanus, lama atabaycha. He said, because I want to learn Torah. He said, go to Rabbi Eichem ben Zakkai. Rabbi Eichem ben Zakkai will teach you Torah. So he goes to the greatest yeshiva in the world, Rabbi Eichem ben Zakkai, and he says, who are you? He says, I can't tell you who I am. He says, do you know Kriyishma? He says, I don't know Kriyishma. Do you know Tfila? I don't know Tfila. Do you know Brichas HaMazon? He said, not. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went, Amad, and he said, let me teach you Shloshtam, let me teach you all three. He taught him Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, at Soifa Shmura, Rishayna, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. He taught him how to daven, he taught him how to bench, and that was what he did. The Gemara says, every single day after that point, he would teach him two halachas, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Urkis would chazer those two halachas, umedapkan, and they would become a part of him. He internalized, he inculcated those halachas. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Also shmoyne yamim v'loy ta'am klum. He then went 8 days and he didn't eat any food. Until his breath started smelling so bad that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai couldn't sit with him anymore. He used to teach him two halachas. He couldn't sit with him anymore. V'hemido b'lfanav. Yashava yobaycha. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkan started crying. Amalei, he tells him, Nei ma'ata baycha. He said, Eliezer, why are you crying? Amalei, v'nei she'emadatani mipanecha ka'adam she'mayim b'lfanav mokashchin, because you're treating me like I'm a mokashchin. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turned to Rabbi Eliezer. This Eliezer was 28 years old. Who knows how to bench, he knows how to daven, he knows Kriyishma, and he learned a few halachas. He said, just like your breath smells the way it does right now, I give you a bracha that one day your Torah is going to be a reich nichayach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, he asked him, Bni ben miyata, who is your father? You don't want to tell me who you are. Tell me who your father is. Amalei told him Ben Hurkanus, my father's Hurkanus. Now this Hurkanus was a well-known, wealthy person. He said, Valoi ben gedoy le'olamato. How come you didn't tell me? So he says, you have to stop fasting. Today you're eating by me. So he told him, I ate already. He said, who did you eat by? He told him, I ate by my host. He said, who is your host? So he said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who would later become his Bal Plukta. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Shas, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai went and he asked his Achsanya. He calls Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He calls Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen. He says, tell me, did Eliezer eat by you today? He said, no. He says, as a matter of fact, I know he's on a hunger strike. He hasn't eaten in 8 days. Says the Gemara, Achar Kein Holcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Va'am Rabbi Yechman ben Zakkai, Hari Yesh Lo Shemayna Yomim, Shaloi Ta'am Klom. Either way, this is some of the rest of the story over here in the first parak of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Radal, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus didn't eat for 8 days. He says, 8 days? It sounds like 8 days straight. In 8 days, there had to be a Shabbos. How was he allowed to fast? He said, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. And not just that. We know there's machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua on Yontif. Does a person have to eat on Yontif or not? So it's machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer says on Yontif, a person has two choices. If he wants, it could be kuloi lashem. If he wants, it could be kuloi lochem. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, chatzieho. It has to be chetzi lochem, and it has to be chetzi lashem. But the Gemara says, hakol moedim batzeres on Shavuos, debi nanami lochem. Hakol moedim bapurim, debi nanami lochem. The hakol moedim b'shabbos, debi nanami lochem. Everyone's moedan shabbos. Even Rabbi Eliezer. How could Rabbi Eliezer have fasted for 8 days? What happened to Oinik Shabbos? What happened to the mitzvah of Ikarosel of Shabbos Oinik? Azoy Frank the Radal, right here in his Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, says the Radal, I think this is a raya to a tremendous chiddush that the Beis Yosef brings in Hilchah Shabbos in Simin Reish Peches. The Beis Yosef brings as follows: Kosev HaOgur B'Shem Shibolei Aleket, the Isa BeHagadah, Shematzoi Talmidov the Rabbi Akiva, Shayaboycha B'Shabbos. The Ogre brings from the Shibali Aleket that he found a medrash that says that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim found him crying once on a Shabbos. And they said, Rabbi Akiva, how are you crying on Shabbos? What happened to the Karasal of Shabbos Oinik? You're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. And he said, Zeh Oinikli, for me this is an Oinik. I mean that for me this is an Oinik. He said, that's why I'm crying on Shabbos. Said the Shibali Aleket. The Ogre quotes it. The Beis Yosef quotes it. Mikan, you see from here that if a person would rather fast on Shabbos than eat, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. The reason is, da'az oinigloi, because if he has more oinig from fasting than he has from eating, that's something that's okay. The Beis Yosef brings it. Says the Radal, I think this Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is a raya to this chiddush that the Beis Yosef brings the shame, the ogre, the shame, the shibali aleket. That it's okay for a person to fast on Shabbos if he gets more oinig from fasting than from eating. Because you see, Rabbi Eliezer fasted for 8 days, even though hakol moedim b'shabbos, the be'ina nami lechem. Must be that this is a raya, that this is something that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Because for Rabbi Eliezer, says the Radal, being that he was crying, he was so bitzar, he was fasting, because why? Because Meirav Chashka the Turks, he wanted to learn Torah so bad, so he was on a hunger strike. And it's for that reason he was left. Says the Radal, what's that do with our sugya? Says the Radal of another raya. I have one more raya to this yisoid from a Gemara. A Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed. The Gemara said that David HaMelech was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's going to die on Shabbos. So what did he do? He learned Torah the whole Shabbos. Why did he learn Torah the whole Shabbos? Like this, the Malach HaMavis won't get him. Freiter Radat, what do you mean he learned Torah the whole Shabbos? He didn't eat on Shabbos? Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos to be in a Nami Lechem. So if Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos to be in a Nami Lechem, how was he able to learn the whole Shabbos? Now you ask me, he didn't sleep on Shabbos? He didn't sleep. So number one, maybe he didn't sleep on Shabbos. But va'oyed, it's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas. One man Dama says that David HaMelech never slept. David HaMelech was misnamnim kesus. Rashi says, oisik b'toyre kashu misnamnim kesus. Brachas daf gimel amabes. So it could be David HaMelech never slept. And even if he slept, maybe Shabbos didn't sleep. But how did he not eat? How come Moedim B'Shabbos to be in a Nami Lechem? Azoy freaked Rav David Lurian the Radal. Says the Radal, you know what the Pshat is? Being that he was told, Kivan Shenemole B'Shabbos Tomus, V'limudei hayo matzilei b'malach hamavis. And when he was learning, he was saving him from the malach hamavis. V'adai hayo loy oynik b'tanisa yoysim b'achilasoy. So there's no question that he got more oynik from fasting than he got from eating. And just like Rabbi Akiva said in that Medrash Agada that the Mishnah Yosef quotes, B'Shem Da'agad, B'Shem D'Shibali Aleget, that if a person has more oynik from fasting than from eating, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. It's for that reason Rabbi Eliezer was allowed to fast on Shabbos. He was allowed to fast on Shabbos because he got more oynik from fasting after meeting. That's why David HaMelech was able to fast on Shabbos, because he too got more oynik. He got more oynik from fasting than he got from meeting. Either way, that's a takeaway from this Gemara right here. But I just want to bring it all together with just one, what I think is fascinating point that just goes to show how everything came full circle for Rabbi Eliezer. There's on the bottom of the Radal's Pirish, on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, there's called what's called the Hoisafes HaRadal. Hoisafes HaRadal is from the Ksav Yad of the Radal. So this is from the Radal himself. The Radal says on this Ha'ara, U'betshuvas ma'ri b'royna simen samach gimel. Heavy smach was that. He brings a smach to what the Beis Yosef brings b'shem the Agar, b'shem the Shibali Aleket. That it's okay for a person to fast on Shabbos if he gets more oynik from fasting than he gets from eating. And what was the makar of the Shibali Aleket? He found the Haggadah that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva met, saw him. He was crying on Shabbos. And they said, how are you crying at Shabbos? And he said, Zeu oynigli, for me this is an oynig. So the Mari Baraina brings a Yerushalmi. And this question what the right girsa in the Yerushalmi is, but the Radal clarifies the girsa, and with the proper girsa of the Yerushalmi, says the Radal, this is what the Yerushalmi says. The Talmidim met Rabbi Akiva crying. It was Shabbos. But it wasn't just Shabbos, it was Shabbos right after the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol passed away on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And Rabbi Akiva was crying after the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And they went to him and they told him, Valei Shabbos with Shabbos. Amalei, he told him, Zeu Oynigli. For me, this is an Oynig. He says, I'm so bitzar over the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer, that if I can't express my tzar, I'll be even more bitzar. So Rabbi Akiva said, it's oynigli for me to cry over my grace to the Rebbe Rabbi Eliezer. You have to let me cry. You can't stop me from crying. So I was thinking, it's unbelievable how it came full circle again for Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He didn't know Kriya Shema. He didn't know Tefillah. He didn't know Brichas HaMazon. And Rabbi Eichem HaZakai taught him Shlashtan. And then he started teaching him two halachas every day. And it was going very, very slowly for Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer started crying and fasting. And he fasted 8 days. Not only did he fasted on Shabbos. How you let it fast on Shabbos? V'karasa l'Shabbos oynig. Rabbi Eliezer himself would say one day, Hakol moedim b'Shabbos, debi'ina nami lachem. The teretz is, like the Radal said, me'roiv chashkoi l'toira, hoyoloi oynig mitanisa yoysem mibachilasa. Because he got more oynig from fasting than he got from eating. And this Rabbi Eliezer fasted 8 days, and he wanted it so badly until eventually he became the great Rabbi Eliezer. He became so great that one day he would have a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. Who was Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva's Vikulan Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Stimta, because Stam Mishnah and Stam Teseftan, Stam Bryson, Stam Sifra, everything is all Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was so great that when Moshe Rabbeinu was all Hashemayim to Mekabal the Torah, so Rabbi Akiva said, why give the Torah through me? Give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's greater than me. Rabbi Eliezer went from not knowing anything at the age of 28 to having a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. A Talmud Rabbi Akiva that was always besimcha, that always left. A Talmud Rabbi Akiva who saw the Shu'al Yoytzemi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva Messiah turned to the Rebbe and said, why are you crying? Yet this Rabbi Akiva understood the greatness of his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. He became so dovek to this Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He didn't even know Kriya Shema. Then when Rabbi Eliezer died on Shabbos, you know what Rabbi Akiva did? He violated Shabbos, so to speak. He cried. They said, why are you crying? He said, because it's oynikli. This is oynik. Rabbi Eliezer, who fasted on Shabbos, because Meirav Chashka v'Torah ha'yolai oynik mitan nisa yaleh yaisem mibachi lasoy. You know what he was zoicha to? To have the Gadol Adar, but not just the Gadol Adar, the Gadol Adaris, maybe the greatest of all time, to cry over his patira on a Shabbos and to say the same thing. Meirav Chashka v'Torah, because of my dveikus to my greater Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, the me to cry on Shabbos is oynikli. And that's why I'm crying. This is the story of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer didn't know Kriya Shema when he was 28 years old. And when we start the halachas of Kriya Shema, Emesai Kriya Shema Ba'arvin, Mishal Shekianim Nechnas Alecha B'chumasan Atsoifa Shmura Rishoyne Div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer fasted on a Shabbos when he was 28 years old. And he didn't know a lot of Torah, he knew a few halachas. And he said, why me? I have more, I can't eat. I'll be more besimcha, more oynik if you let me fast and you let me cry over the fact that I don't know Torah. And what was he zaychet to? He was zaychet to have Rabbi Akiva, who was always besimcha, who never cried. Rabbi Akiva's going to go and he's going to violate Shabbos. He's going to cry on a Shabbos. He says, Kenish. Me, Rabbi Akiva, who's always besimcha, churban beis hamikdash, shu'alim yoytzim beis kodesh hakodashim, and he says, lamatam boichem. But this was something he couldn't control. This was something he couldn't, and he said he has more oynik. This is how it all came full circle for the great Rabbi Eliezer.